Business Pilot.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Show me like naked guys and all. Hello and welcome to another edition of Can We Add Arnie? Much like your keys, we are there when you need them, except for when you're in danger. And we're out of there. You don't know where they are. Whoa. Are they in your bag? Did you leave them in your pocket? Who knows?
Turns out they fell under the car seat.
Oh, good luck. Person about to be murdered in every horror movie. Hello, Corey Sutton.
Hey, Alan Oldworth. It's great to be here.
We are doing the movie Shrek today, an absolute classic from DreamWorks.
I saw this in the cinema with my dad and my siblings.
Oh, bringing up some good memories.
Yeah, it was great. Honestly, it was revolutionary. Dad came out of it being like, that's the best animated film I've ever seen.
Wow. Well, I look forward to ruining that memory today as we try to add Arnie to this film. That is what we always try to do in an effort to improve the film. This movie's already pretty good, to be fair.
Oh, it's very good. It actually won the first ever Academy Award for Best Animated Feature in 2002, I think.
Critics, they all love it. It's got a lot of nostalgia. People grew up watching it. I like it.
Great soundtrack.
Great Smash Mouth.
It was basically Smash Mouth.
Yeah. And then that Hallelujah song.
Yeah.
No, we don't have the rights.
And so it had that other song. Don't give a damn about my reputation.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did during the fight scene. Yeah. So it's got a pretty killer soundtrack. Rest in peace, Smash Mouth.
I had the soundtrack. We played it in our car regularly.
What an absolute loser. Can we grab the... Actually, before we get the synopsis, should we draw a character?
Please do. Now, as these, suggested by our podcast listeners, you can submit a suggestion at Can We At Arnie Facebook page. What have we got today, Al?
Today we have Johnny Bravo ready to settle down.
Oh, no.
Now, if you're a fan of the Cartoon Network, you would know Johnny
That's
Bravo.
That's a deep cut, eh?
He's the one that, like, he's kind of like an Elvis almost guy, but he was blonde and really buff. And he was like, hey, ho, hey there, pretty mama. Hey, yo, mama. So okay,
you're doing that.
I think we know who's doing Johnny Bravo. And off air, we already decided who's doing Shrek. So this is already well decided.
Oh, no. This isn't improv at all.
Well, I tell you what, you don't want to hear my Shrek. Or my donkey, at a risk of being cancelled. Let's move forward to the synopsis, please.
Shrek is an animated feature film that tells the story of an ogre named Shrek who lives a solitary life in his swamp. His peaceful existence is disrupted when a group of fairy tale creatures are banished to his land by the evil Lord Farquaad. Is that meant to be like a subtle
nod? I was
nod
chatting
to
with my wife about this. I'm like, what is the swear word meant to be? Because it sounds like fuckwit or something, right?
Yeah.
Is it meant to be fuckwit?
I think that's what it's meant to be.
They're swearing in this podcast, kids, by the way. Whoops. They saw Shrek. They're like, I'm clicking that one. That looks like fun. Oh, and there's a swear.
Hey, kids.
No! What is the rule? Why did Ethan beat that? That we have one rule on the podcast.
Don't say
the swear. You don't say the swear. Come here. Look at me. Look at me right now, right?
I'm looking.
What are you doing?
I'm being a...
You taking this seriously?
No, I'm being a...
Don't say it again. We've only got so many beeps. For fuck's sake. Immature. All right, we're regrouped. We're back.
To reclaim his home, Shrek embarks on a quest to rescue Princess Fiona, who is held captive in a castle guarded by a dragon. Along the way, he's joined by a talkative donkey named Donkey.
Yep.
As they face various challenges.
That was a long meeting.
Shrek discovers the importance of friendship, love, and acceptance, ultimately learning that true beauty comes from within. What a load of crap.
No, it's true. And I see what you did there. It's the start of the movie. Great cast. Mike Myers, obviously, as Shrek, Eddie Murphy, Donkey, Cameron Diaz as Princess Fiona, and John Lithgow as Lord Farquaad. Great cast.
I just realized what you said there, where you said I quoted the start of the movie.
You did.
I didn't intend that, though.
Oh, didn't
that
you?
That was not intended, but I just realized he does that.
Yeah, when they're in the story. Tale, it's like a beautiful way to start the movie.
In the outhouse.
Yeah.
Somebody once told me the...
All right, we're not going to start with that scene because we don't own the rights to Smash Mouth. I would like to introduce Arnie as the first character, his appearance. You know when they're trying to, right near the start, the plot kind of kicks off with all these different fairy tale creatures being gathered up and they're being imprisoned. And so it's a bunch of, like, Lord Farquaad's men.
Because magic is banned, right?
Magic's banned. Yeah. And so they're getting all these people and they're kind of, like, showing, oh, it's Pinocchio's there and he lies, his nose gets big, put him in a cage. Oh, there's a goose here, lays golden eggs, put it in a cage. I love the idea of Arnie doing that, but Arnie is Hansel dobbing in Gretel so he can get the money.
Yeah.
Because it just kind of seems like a story that would have happened, didn't it?
Yeah.
So let's do that one.
All right, all right, all right. Settle down, people. All right, bring in your magical people.
I'm next, guys. Get out of here, donkey.
You weren't next.
No.
Someone else was next.
Who's next?
This big buff blonde guy. Come over here.
No, okay, that's me. Hello. Is that me?
No.
Which blonde guy are you talking about?
No, the one who looks like he's in a cartoon.
Still like me, man. Come on, look out, man. Come on, man. Hey, pretty mama.
I'm not your mama.
Just wonder if there's any of babes around here.
What do you mean?
Oh, man, look at me. I'm a big buff blonde guy too, you know. Not as big as me, man. Oh, look out, man. Oh, Johnny Mama, pretty mama.
What is your name?
Johnny Bravo.
Okay, he sounds like he's on something. Let's arrest him.
What, man? No, what are you talking about, man?
Put the gag on his mouth
as
well.
I'm just trying to find a place to settle down with a lovely lady.
Well, then hold on.
Yeah, there we go. Get a sister? Who?
He's talked about my sister. Put the cuffs on him.
I want to marry him, man. I don't want to go on, man. John Bravo, man.
Make it look like he fell over in the cell.
Get out of here, man. Get out of here. Well, that is my thing, man. Come on, man. Oh, John Bravo, man. Oh.
Put the gag on his mouth.
Okay, can I come up now?
Absolutely.
Okay,
what's your name, son?
My name is Hansel.
Hansel.
Yeah, yeah. You may have heard of me. I'm pretty famous. Me and my sister.
No, never heard of Hansel.
We survived a witch attack.
What do you mean you survived a witch attack?
So it's a whole story, but basically it's a bit grim. Brothers Grimm. Anyway, we're in the woods. Me and my sister, we do breadcrumb thing. It's a whole thing. One day, we end up at the witch's house. She tries to eat us. We put her in the oven. We burn her to death. It doesn't matter. Details.
Great job.
I'm hoping to do a deal today for some gold coins, because here I have one of the most famous people in the world, Gretel. She's tied up over here.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of Greta Thunberg.
No. Gretel. No, like Hansel and Gretel. She's the Gretel.
Greta. You're talking about Greta Thunberg, the girl who's all about, you know, let's stop putting pollutions into the skies and stuff.
She's also a fairy tale character, I suppose, with a ideology. I suppose one day wanting the world to run so peacefully and calm. And
yeah, where's she getting crazy ideas from?
How much are you offering for her, hypothetically? Shut up, Greta. Please, the man is talking. How much for the Greta Thunberg? How much you want for her?
Now, we just do have to confirm that we've got Greta Thunberg
Shut up,
here.
Greta!
So I'm just going to have to take off the gag.
Give me my coins right now.
Okay, here's what we're going to do.
I hear.
She's magic, is she?
Yeah, totally. Yep.
And what does she do?
Escapes witches, burns them to death with her eyes.
I mean, that's good. Why would we want to lock that up?
I don't make the rules, man. Come on. You want it or not? I'll take her to somewhere else is asking.
Who else is asking?
Anyone else? Okay, we're going then. I'm taking my Greta Thunberg and I'm going with me.
Four gold coins.
Are you serious right now? Are you serious? Come on, man. You can do this to me.
Oh, can we get the gag back on her? All right. And there we go. That quieted her down.
Yeah, that was a bit brutal. Six coins? Call it even?
Yeah. Six coins.
Okay, cool.
And you don't tell anyone that I hit a woman.
Trying not to is really weird. All right, bye. I'll let you deal with that donkey over there that's flying. Bye. See ya.
Oh, a donkey.
See ya. Bye.
Where is donkey over here?
Bye-bye, sister. I totally see that scene happening, right? And then it leads to the donkey. It's perfect. It writes itself.
It is. It was probably a deleted scene, if we're honest.
To be honest, I pretty much am certain that it was. Another scene I would love to do. There is a scene. So Lord Farquaad, voiced by John Lithgow, we see him introduced into the mirror early days. That's how he discovers Princess Fiona, and then he sets out the big quest to find her. But there's a random scene later on, while she's still on her way back to him, then Shrek's doing the delivery, where he has the mirror set up in his bedroom, and he's in a weird leopard bed. And it's obvious what he's doing in there for adults.
Is this when he's getting the mirror to playback?
Yeah,
like, and then he kind of looks pretty at women.
Looks under his like blanket as if like, oh, something's happened there.
Is he using the mirror
well,
for porn?
That's the scene I'm thinking of doing. So I would like Arnie to be the mirror voice in this situation, and John Lithgow is, well, maybe we do just before it's in the mirror with John Lithgow requesting the mirror in his bedroom.
All right.
All right, guys. All right.
My lord.
All right.
It's me, Felonious, my lord.
Yep, absolutely, Felonious. Look, we
Felonious.
I don't care. Look, I've got important business right now. The Shrek man is getting my bride-to-be, my beloved. And I just have a couple of little things I want to move around before her anticipation.
Yeah. What would you like?
The mirror.
The mirror? The talking mirror?
I want it in my room.
Oh, you want the mirror?
The mirror in my room.
Yes, my lord. Good thing is I've got it right here. Here it.
Bring it up. Bring it up. Come on.
Lord, here it is. Right.
Yep. Come on. Give someone else help him. We need some more hands here. Come on. All right. Excellent.
There you go. Now, what do you want it, my lord? You want it facing
the bed.
You want it facing the bed?
Yeah.
All right. All right, let me just turn it around then. There you go.
Yeah.
Facing the bed. All right. Do you want me to leave or?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to leave you.
Close the door.
Goodbye, my lord.
Yeah, bye. Close the door. Lock it. There we go. All right. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who has blue balls?
What?
Hey, mirror. Sorry to disturb you from your slumber.
Lord Farquaad, what are you doing?
Well, I'm just sitting here drinking a martini in bed, just like a normal thing to do.
Yeah, and you're stroking.
Yeah. Can you see me clearly? Is that, I don't know how the mirror world works.
The mirror world is a lot like the normal human world.
Okay.
And I can see
things,
not just in here.
Yeah.
But I can see things around.
Anywhere.
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 For instance.
Hypothetical. Do you have incognito mode on the mirror world?
Yeah. So what you need to do is you need to go into settings.
Uh-huh.
And then you need to go into privacy.
Yep.
Have you done that?
Do it now. Do it.
No, you've got to do it.
I'm doing it. I've done it. Please, do it.
Okay. And now that you're in privacy, you need to then enable.
Yep.
Incognito mode.
Okay, enabled. Yep, excellent.
Okay.
Okay, so you're not going to remember anything we talk about once we get out of this.
Oh, no, I remember.
Oh, I don't care.
It just means if anyone else uses me as a mirror.
They can't go back and look at what I looked at. Excellent. All right.
Please look at the history.
Cool. Well, what do you want to look at, mirror?
It's not about what I want to look
at. Yeah, I know it's not what I want to look at. Yeah.
What do you,
I want to look at some stuff.
Well, you need to ask me a question first.
Yeah, okay. All right. Here's my question.
You've got to phrase it as a question.
It's got to rhyme and stuff, doesn't it?
It's got to rhyme. Yeah, okay. It's not going to happen if you don't rhyme.
I'm just trying to figure out what rhymes with, okay, I think I got it. Mirror, mirror on the wall.
Yeah.
Who wants to look at porn? Nope, doesn't rhyme. All right, one second. Putting my drink down. I'm focusing on this. All right. Mirror, mirror. How do normal people do this? Do normal people do this? This is the thing normal people do, right?
No.
Really?
No, I've been the mirror for a lot of different...
And you've never had anyone do this before?
No one looks at porn on me.
Really? Crazy. Anyway, mirror, mirror on the buff, show me a bunch of porn stuff.
Okay, because you... It's not
I rhymed
great.
It.
It's not you.
I
did,
rhymed it.
And you got me on a loophole.
I got you on a loophole.
So
show me the porn.
Here you go. A bunch of male porn.
Oh. Whoa. I mean, I don't hate it, but I don't. That's not really normally my kind of.
Oh.
Okay. Well, let me. I got to be more specific with my rhymes. Okay. Mirror, mirror, just a bit. Show me porno, including tits, please.
Okay, here you go, male porn.
Oh,
with
wow,
men
that's some big men. That's some big men. All right, that's on me. One moment, please.
One moment.
Mirror, get it all away from me, please. One second, mirror.
I'm not an etch-a-sketch.
Oh, my God. All right, oh, my God. I'm putting a cloth over your face. Come on in.
Milord.
Yeah, what is it? Update? What have we got?
We just got an update on that auger.
Yeah, how is it?
He's out there and he's looking for your princess.
Has he got her yet?
No.
Okay.
So that was the update.
That's the worst update I've ever seen. That is, you've wasted all our time.
Well, you didn't see nothing. You just heard it.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm trying to do something in here.
What are you doing, my lord?
It doesn't matter. Get out.
I'm
in my underwear.
My lord.
Yes.
My lord. It's me, Felonious.
I know. You're my best friend. But I'm trying to do something with the mirror.
The soldiers and I.
Yeah.
We've all played around with the mirror.
Really?
So, if you're having trouble.
Did you use incognito mode?
Yeah, we used incognito mode.
Okay, that's good. And that's probably why I didn't.
We also put it, like, turn the volume down as well.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Because otherwise everyone can hear it.
Yeah, good call. All right. Yeah. Excellent. All right. And you did a cool rhyme to make that happen?
Yeah.
What rhyme did you use? Hypothetically.
Hypothetically?
Yeah.
You
want
to know what rhyme we used?
Yeah, please.
Or you've put me on the spot here.
I'll tell you the one I was thinking about doing, but you can't judge me, okay?
I've got one that works.
Oh, well, all right, you can do yours then.
You just go, mirror, mirror on the wall, show me the best women porn of all.
Oh, that's way easier.
It's super easy. Gets you your porn straight away.
Yeah, okay, cool.
And then you just kind of use that as different variants. Mirror, mirror on the wall, show me the hottest woman porn of all.
Oh, awesome.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, show me the porn of all.
Yeah, cool. All right. Yeah, no, I love it. Thank you. Well, thank you so much for setting that up.
No worries, my lord.
All right, well, any updates, let me know. I just need some alone time now.
Speaking of updates, my lord, have you updated the mirror? It probably needs a new iOS.
Yeah, it's fine. We'll deal with that later. All right, get out. 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 Get out.
All right.
Get this cloth off me.
Yeah, yeah, there it is. All right. Hey. You're about to see some weird shit.
I did just see some weird stuff. Here's the thing. You use that blanket for, I know what you use it for.
Yeah, I know.
I've got UV blue light in my eyes. I could see it. It's covered in white stuff.
I've got my little.
And you haven't been painting.
No, I have not. My rhyme is ready. All right, here we go. Mirror on the wall.
Running out of battery.
What the fuck?
You've only got 10% left. You need to plug me in.
I can do it.
Just plug me in.
No. We're going for it. Mirror on the wall. Show me like naked guys and all.
Okay, here you go, naked guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, give me that cigarette.
Oh, are these firefighters? I like it. And then I saw her face. So that's imagined exactly how that scene would have played out. Any other scenes you see, Arnie?
I think finally I want to do the scene. Mm-hmm. Obviously, an iconic character is Eddie Murphy as Donkey.
Yes, of course.
We're both white males.
That is correct. I have
there's heard like this. There is a warranted limitation on us.
That is true. And warranted.
Warranted. And we will never cross that line.
Where are you going with this? He said nervously.
I'm saying that let's put Arnie as Donkey.
Oh, thank God. Yes, okay. Yes. I'm very okay with that. But when do you want Arnie as Donkey?
There's like a scene at the end of the film where they have Smash Mouth play. It's a big celebration.
Oh, yeah. He gets the swamp back. Yeah,
Shrek
big celebration.
Gets the swamp. He gets the girl, Fiona. She turns out she's an ogre as well. Donkey is married.
The dragon.
He's married the dragon. Is that right? Or they're on their way.
They're hooked up. There's something going on there. It's pretty cute.
They're canoodling.
I like it. I absolutely love it. And it's a big celebration of the swamp with all the fairy-tailed creatures, therefore showing that Shrek has evolved as a character. He's no longer about just himself. He's letting everyone be a part of it. However, it is a big party, and we all know that big parties have that lull, normally about 2 a.m., 1 a.m.
stragglers, and you're kind of like, I kind of want to go to bed.
You're normally stuck sitting at a glass table outside with a bunch of people. Yeah, so I imagine Shrek in this situation, Arnie's Donkey. Let's get into that. Oh my God, what a party.
Donkey.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Donkey.
You got your swamp back.
I got my swamp back, but it's 2 a.m.
Yeah, it's an early one. It's a rager.
Donkey.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to be here anymore.
What do you mean? You have evolved so much as a character now. You're like, hey, everyone come to my swamp and everyone's here having a good time. Everyone's still partying. Who's partying over there?
We're partying over here.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, 2 a.m. is nothing to you. Come on.
Donkey, it is something to me.
Well, you're tired,
Not
man.
Not only do ogres have layers.
Yeah.
Ogres like an onion. Like an onion.
Or parfait.
What a parfait.
Or a yummy, delicious cake.
Yeah.
Or like a painted house.
That's what?
Well, lots of different colors of paint if you just paint over it every time. Okay, sorry.
Shut up.
Sorry, just trying to help. Yes. Waffles. I make them. Nope. Okay. Ouch. Fair.
Donkey.
Yes.
Me and Fiona.
Yeah.
We want to go to bed.
Have sex.
No.
No.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yes.
You can't do it with us all around, right? You need some harmony and some lovely music.
Donkey, I can't.
They've got fairy godmothers over there. They could set you up with something, maybe like romantic atmosphere or something.
I don't want to talk to any other creatures, Donkey.
You want your alone time.
Here's the deal.
What does Fiona want? Does she want to be alone as well?
Fiona's in bed.
Oh, when did she go to bed? Crazy.
2 hours ago, Donkey.
Didn't even notice her go. That's so crazy. It's such a crazy party.
I need you to...
I've been hanging out with Smash Mouth.
That's what I'm about to tell you. I need you to tell Smash Mouth...
To stop playing. They've got two songs. They've been playing them the whole time.
I know.
Yeah, it's so good.
I can
good.
Only do...
Oh, here comes the round again. I'm a believer.
No.
I love this bit. Wait.
I'm pulling the
and
plug.
And I saw her face. I'm a believer. It's a good song. I like the other one they do as well.
Donkey.
Yeah.
You won't have a place to live
if
you don't get rid of all these creatures.
Okay, how am I meant to do that? I'm a wee donkey.
I'm giving you the authority.
How am I going to do this?
You just go up to them.
Say it's from you. And Shrek's the bad guy.
Just throw me under the bus. I don't mind.
Okay, all right.
So you just...
Well, you go to bed. I'll handle this then.
You'll find all the creatures.
I'm going to talk to the different creatures. It's fine. I'll send them. You go to bed, bitty buys.
Just donkey.
Yeah.
Make sure
that
before you talk to the creatures...
Yeah.
You say their name out loud.
Yeah.
And give whoever's listening
enough
time
To prepare
a voice for that creature.
Yeah, sure.
Anyway, good night, Huru.
All right, bye. What a weird thing to say. Hey, who's this one coming over here? Hello, you must be the wolf from Little Red Riding Hood.
Hello, I'm the wolf.
Hey, look, this is not a big deal, but you know Shrek, you know, he's like had a big day and he's been partying all night and he wants to go to sleep. So kind of need you to go home.
Is this coming from Shrek or is it coming from you?
It's coming from Shrek. I want to party.
Like it's coming from you.
No, it's coming from Shrek. I would want to party all night long. I love this song. Wait, it's coming around again. And I saw her face. It's a good one.
Now I'm a believer.
Oh, you're such a good party man. But we have to send you home. Oh, look at this one here. It's Pinocchio. Hey, Pinocchio. How you going?
It's me. I'm Pinocchio. Hey. I want to be a real boy.
Yeah, no, for sure. Cool story, bro.
Can you look down here and tell me if I'm a real boy yet?
Yeah, okay. No. No, you're not.
How do I become a real boy, donkey?
That's a question for another time and man, probably.
I've got time.
Yeah, I bet you do. Yeah, hey, can you go home?
Did you know that I'm a really nice guy? Whoop.
Why did your nose get big then?
No reason.
Why aren't you a nice boy?
I'm a super nice boy. Whoop.
Quick question.
Yo.
You robbed the bank before?
No, never robbed a bank. Whoop.
Okay. Pinocchio, you need to stop robbing banks.
I never killed the lady behind the desk.
Oh, no. Oh, God. Hey, what do you think of me as a friend? Am I a cool guy?
I think you're one of the coolest guys ever, and I can't wait to really hang out with you and have a sleepover at your house, and we can make s'mores in the night and watch cool movies like Hot Fuzz on DVD.
Oh, that's true. Cool. All right, well, I'll see you later. We'll catch up another time and totally do that. Hot Fuzz is a great movie. Little joke there for us. It's a thing we do. All right. See you later, Pinocchio.
Bye, donkey.
Okay, who else is around here? Oh, look, the gingerbread man. He's trying to dance with his little broken legs. How you going?
Oh.
Very similar to Pinocchio voice, I imagine, but not exactly the same. Hello, how you going?
My gumdrop buttons.
Yeah,
someone's taking my gumdrop buttons.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Hey, look, Shrek wants to go to sleep now, so I need you to get home, okay?
You know what I'm hearing, donkey?
Smash Mouth, we're all hearing it, but here it comes around again, and then I saw her face. I'm a believer. It's a good song.
I'm hearing that you're kicking out a war veteran.
What? Who? You?
I'm an amputee.
Oh, God.
I lost it in the war.
Oh, that's so true.
Why?
Technically. Oh, no.
Why would you kick out a war veteran?
No, you can stay.
You know what?
Yeah.
I'm going to go to the Dulac Times.
Oh, no.
I'm going to tell them my story.
No. You can stay.
I'm going to tell them that a donkey kicked me out of a party.
Oh, look at this on the floor. It's your gumdrop button. You want this back?
Oh, my gumdrop buttons.
Here you go. Take this.
Oh, I've forgotten everything.
Oh, thank God. All right. See you later. All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Okay. That's pretty much everyone. I just need to tell the band to leave, I guess. Hey, Smash Mouth.
Yo, it's us, Smash Mouth.
Yeah, cool. Hey, this is like the biggest thing for you right now, right?
No, hold on a second, bro.
Yeah, this is exactly how I imagine they would sound.
We're just in the middle writing some new lyrics.
Really? For what?
It's a new song.
Yes.
You ready?
Walking on the Sun?
No.
Okay, good song, bud.
So here we go. I just want to get your feedback, Donkey Man.
Okay, yeah, easily.
Number one.
Yeah.
Opening line.
Yep.
Somebody once told me.
Oh, I love this so far.
The world was gonna roll me.
Oh, yeah?
I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed.
Oh, that's so deep. Go on.
She was looking kind of dumb.
What was she doing?
She had her finger and her thumb.
Oh, crazy. What, in the shape or something?
Yeah, in the shape. That's a good line. Let me write this down. In the shape of like an L on her forehead.
Oh, like to represent loser. That's crazy. Yeah. And then what happens? The years stop coming. Or something. I'm going to go wake Shrek up. This is so good. 1 second. Shrek, come out there.
Donkey.
Shrek. Oh, I got rid of everyone, but this is, you got to hear this. This is the deepest thing I've ever heard in my life. This is like poetry.
Donkey, why is Smash Mouth still here?
Because trust me, you want to hear this. Keep going with the songs. I want to hear it. It's so cool. And then what happens? So the years stop coming, and then your head gets smart, dumb or something. Yes,
your brain gets smart, but your head gets dumb.
Oh, how good is that, Shrek?
So much to see.
Yeah.
So much. For taking the back streets.
Wow.
You never know if you don't go.
Whoa. That's so cool.
I've got it.
You never shine?
Yeah. You never, if you don't glow.
Oh, wow. Shrek, aren't you so glad I woke you up to hear this?
I woke up for this, donkey.
Yeah.
Well, now, hold on. Donkey, I've got an idea.
Yeah.
I might have the next line.
Oh. Didn't see that coming.
Just, Donkey, can you recap where we're at? Where did he last leave off?
Considering you're not reading anything right now, this is incredible that you know all this.
Donkey.
Yeah.
How about this?
Yep.
Smash Mouth.
Yeah, my dude.
exactly how they sound.
Hey now.
Yeah.
You're a rock star. Get the game on. Get played.
Nah, you fucking ruined the shit sound.
Dude, you suck. Get out of here.
Get out of here, Shrek.
You green uggo. You're really fat.
You ruined the song.
Get out of here.
You stupid idiots.
Go back to your tree.
Nah, you stupid. You ruined it. Get out of here. Get out of here, Shrek. I really like that lyric, but I didn't want to give him the credit because he's such a grumpy man.
Oh, it's a great lyric.
You should steal it.
Yeah, okay.
All right, cool. Rest in peace, by the way.
What? That'll make sense in a few years, right?
Yep.
I thought I was going to live forever.
When I saw her face! Well, that concludes another episode of Can We Add Arnie to the Movie Shrek? I think it's safe to say we can.
We nailed it. Yeah. It was great. We had a good time.
Yeah.
And you can get involved as well.
Oh, and there's so many ways to do just that. Head over to our Facebook group, Can We Add Arnie? Please get involved in that one.
Yeah, you can leave us suggestions of characters you would like to appear or movies you would like us to do. You can also rate us on Spotify. We...
You did it again.
Rate us on Spotify.
Yeah, or Spotify, or whatever the hell you're saying. I don't even know what you're saying.
You could rate us on Spotify.
Yep.
Give us a 5-star rating.
Yep.
We think we're worth that.
Oh, don't speak for me ever again. Thanks for listening.